Tremaine, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I should know how to pronounce that as many times as I've talked with
No,
Dave
it's quite all
Hollister.
right.
So,
We've heard just about every iteration possible, so.
well, tell me about the mid-Michigan communities announcing a collaboration for widespread 1 gigabyte broadband. Tell me about that.
Yes, well, tomorrow here at the Prima Civitas Foundation, we will be having a press conference at 10 a.m. To announce the collaboration between Prima Civitas, Michigan State University, and a number of the municipalities in the region on this national effort called GigU. And GigU is essentially a number of research institutions from across the nation coming together to try and stimulate the deployment of gigabit per second broadband within research institutions and the surrounding communities near these universities.
Where are we at now, and why is this so important to change?
Well, where we're at now currently is that over the last year, we've been working with a number of the municipalities in the area, again, on just getting them to work together and figure out ways that we can help to reduce the barriers to private providers wanting to deploy broadband in the region. Unlike the Google effort that was launched about a year and a half ago, where Google granted gigabit per second access within Kansas City, we're really trying to stimulate market forces in order to have the deployment of broadband in this region. And how we do that is that we work with all the municipalities to try and reduce permitting time. We work with the municipalities to try and reduce regulatory barriers. And we try and just make it as easy and inexpensive as possible for private providers to invest in this region.
Well, it's interesting the collaboration. You've got President Simon from MSU. You've got Jeff Smith from the Economic Division of the Lansing Economic Area Partnership, folks from East Lansing, folks from the Michigan Department of Technology Management and Budget, Liquid Web, one of the world's
Yes.
leaders when it comes to the web. And so this is a big push.
Yes, absolutely. And all of these groups and organizations see this as pivotal for the growth of the mid-Michigan area. If we want to be competitive, speaking, I guess, on Michigan State's behalf, if they want to be competitive in terms of attracting the best students, if they want to attract the best and most highly competent faculty, then you want the next generation of broadband service in your region. For the East Lansing or the Lansing community, you want this type of broadband access in your region because you will be able to be competitive worldwide in attracting the next generation of entrepreneurs, innovators, and inventors to this region. So along with the EFRIB project, this is one of those key areas that will really put us towards the next stage of attracting new economy jobs to mid-Michigan.
Well, some of the challenges in store for you are the companies are going to say it's costly to put this in. They're going to say they want to do it on their timetable, not yours. How will you respond to that?
Well, we've been working with a number of the private providers already in this community. So we've been speaking with Comcast, with AreaLink, and with a number of other companies who may look into investing into this region, and asking them what barriers have they seen in this area, and what would help them in order to deploy further networks in the region. So it's very much a public private partnership. Again, we're not incentivizing by providing any monetary assistance to any company. We just want to reduce barriers evenly all across the region to have these companies have it be more or less expensive and more beneficial for these companies to provide such services in the region.
Greater Lansing University Community Next Innovation Project called GigU will be holding this press conference. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the at your offices, which is right above Barnes and Noble on East Grand River in East Lansing.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll stay in touch.
All right. Thank you so much, Tony.